Hello, my name is Miles. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
Oh, is this a real person?
This is a real person.
Oh my gosh. You sound like you should be on the radio or something. I thought it was a recording. Like, you sound so official. Okay. Let's see. I was expecting a menu. So what did you let me just tell you why I'm calling.
Sure.
I heard on the news that last night or the night before that Alabama Department of Public Health would be coming up with a plan to administer vaccines to homebound, bedridden people. And I'm in Baldwin County, and my mom is bedridden, and I'm her caretaker. I'm her daughter. So I've really been trying to get her vaccinated because I'm afraid I'm going to give it to her. You know, even though if I get vaccinated, which I can now, but I'm afraid I'll still give it to her, you know, even if I'm vaccinated, and I don't want her to suffer more. She's got Alzheimer's, so there's no way I can get her somewhere to be vaccinated. Do you know anything about this homebound vaccination plan?
I personally haven't heard about that. I would say probably the best thing to do would be to contact the Baldwin County Health Department, because it would be at that location where they would be administering the vaccines, and then they would be better able to inform of the ability to have someone come, to the home to vaccinate someone who is homebound. I mean, that's, of course, it's definitely not an uncommon scenario for an elderly person or a disabled person who might not happen to be, elderly. You know, anyone could potentially be homebound, but either way it goes, they would still, it would still be good for them to be vaccinated because of the people that visit them who are not homebound do spend time in public and, do take that risk of, possibly, catching the coronavirus. And with it being a virus that can be, that you can carry and not show any symptoms, it's so very important, for, as many people as possible to be vaccinated, but then also for those people who are caretakers of the homebound to also, well, of course, for them to be vaccinated, but also for the homebound to be vaccinated as well, just in case that caretaker, maybe they happen to have the coronavirus. They don't know they have the coronavirus. The vaccine doesn't cause you to be invincible from the coronavirus. It doesn't, prevent you from being able to, contract the coronavirus. So if you're a healthcare or if you're someone who's helping this homebound person, you still have every possibility of transmitting it to them. But if that homebound person can be vaccinated, at least that would reduce the severity of the symptoms that they could incur if they happen to catch the coronavirus, which could prevent it from being lethal, which was very, very important. So unfortunately, the first thing I did when you started mentioning the information was I pulled up the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health, I would expect had there been an announcement, for Alabama looking into or creating a plan for having people be able to homebound people to be able to have a healthcare worker come to the home and provide the vaccine. I was hoping that I would find information on the Alabama Department of Public Health website about that so I could be more efficient and provide you with more good information about it. But so far, I'm not seeing anything that is directly informing me of how you can request for someone to come to the home to provide the vaccine. So that is why I would say.
I don't understand why it's on the news and then you guys don't ever know anything about it. This has happened before with Baldwin County. An announcement was made in January and I called the number. They actually gave a number. I called and they had no idea. They were just taking people on a list because they had no plan of how they were going to ever do it. And so now I called back and they don't even know what list I'm talking about. I called the same number and they have no clue what I'm talking about. And so this was on the news yesterday on CBS, Channel 5, Mobile, local news, but they did not give a number. They just said Alabama Department of Public Health will be administering vaccine, COVID vaccines to homebound people. And they didn't give a number, you know. They just said Alabama Department of Public Health. But now it's like nobody knows anything about it. I've called Council on Aging. I've called Baldwin County Public Health because I thought, well, they'll be the ones that actually go out and do it, you know, under the direction of you guys. And so then they tell me to call you guys. And it's like, who gives this news story to the news station? Because nobody knows anything about it, but the news is reporting it. It's weird.
It's true. It's true. It in regards to the fact that it is going to be happening, like, so looking outside of the Alabama Department of Public Health site and then focusing more directly on Baldwin County news, Fox 10 News, which I am not familiar with, but it comes up as being related to Baldwin County. So that must be the local, you know, Fox 10 news channel. In Baldwin County, it states they have a little article stating it was updated April 6th, so just a couple days ago. It says, we've learned that Alabama will soon be launching a program to help vaccinate homebound people using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Patients will only need one shot of this COVID-19 vaccine, of course, because the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is just a one-and-done vaccine.
Right.
And it says state health workers will start fanning out across the state in about 2 weeks to give the shots. Now, that is about the extent of information on that particular article. So while it, you know, tells about it, it doesn't.
That's Channel 10, and that, I heard the exact same thing on Channel 5. They're both Mobile stations, so. Yeah, but I guess maybe I should just keep listening to the news and maybe they'll give more information later.
Well, what they need to have is they need to have information pertaining to who you get in touch with to go ahead and get on a list so when those state healthcare workers start fanning out to provide the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to the homebound, that you would know where to who to call to go ahead and get on the list so that they will, you know, so that you, the person that you're wanting to be vaccinated could be, you know, could be vaccinated as quickly as possible. So let's see here.
That's what I thought. Well, they're making this announcement, so they must be ready to start a list because otherwise how are they going to know where to go? So it's amazing to me because this is the same thing that happened to me in January with that other news story. And then, I don't know, I'll just keep listening to the news, I guess, and hopefully there'll be more information maybe. Or I'll call the news station maybe and say, hey, you know, that news story you said, there's like, I called and they don't know anything about it yet. So where
I would,
is your information?
I would say, if let me see, because it's what they're looking at is information from the council on the Baldwin for Baldwin County specifically. It would be that they would be looking for information from Baldwin County's Council on Aging. So the Council on Aging would
yeah,
the Baldwin County's Council on Aging would be who would be providing the information to, say, for example, to the Alabama Department of Public Health of, you know, these are the people that in the area that are homebound. These are the people that we need to get healthcare workers out to provide the vaccines. So
I just got up with them like 20 minutes ago, and they have no clue. They have no clue.
No.
They have no idea about the news story. They don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well,
so
quick Google.
Where I got all the numbers to call you and website and things from them. But anyway, I'm going in circles. But I might call the news station and ask them where they got their information.
Well, a quick Google search, if they would be willing to do so, would help them to find out about the information, which specifically, you know, indicates that, you know, I mean, it says right here, on an individual, this is a quote from Kelly Childress with Baldwin County's Council on Aging. On an individual basis, we're going to have to find out the need and have the person call Alabama Department of Public Health, the Council on Aging, and we're going to have to figure out what we can do and how we can help them. That's one area we haven't really touched on, but it's a critical subject, said Kelly Childress with Baldwin County's Council on Aging.
So that's not the reporter. The person at the Council on Aging is Kelly Childress.
Kelly Childress with the Baldwin County's Council on Aging spoke on this topic. So the Council on, it says the first challenge is coming up. This is not any part of the quote. This is the reporter. It says the first challenge is coming up with a plan for the homebound in most communities. The local Council on Aging does its best to call and keep track of homebound seniors. Getting a solid number on how many are out there has always been a challenge. And then it goes into that quote that I mentioned from Kelly Childress with Baldwin County's Council on Aging. And then it states the need and the anticipation to get the vaccine was evident today as seniors who can drive and get out of the house flocked to the Daphne Civic Center. Of course, because the Daphne Civic Center is one of the locations that are actually administering the COVID vaccines. Let's see here. Getting the vaccine to the homebound is still being worked out. I would say that staffing probably, okay, I don't know if this is worded correctly. I would say that staffing probably going to be our biggest challenge in reaching that homebound population, but they are working on that at a state level, said Jenny Kirkpatrick with the Alabama Department of Public Health in Baldwin County. Staffing trained nurses and the transportation of a fragile vaccine that requires special handling is being worked out with home health agencies across the state. Getting the vaccine to the homebound will take time. Let's see here.
I think what I'm going to do is hang up with you and call Kelly Childress at the Council on Aging, Baldwin County Council on Aging, just ask to speak to her. You know,
well, that's it's kind of would it will
maybe.
I would say ironic that you mentioned that exactly as I was reading, and it doesn't state specifically to call her, but it does say while you were saying what you just said, I was just reading, if you are homebound or know someone who is and wants to get the vaccine, the local Council on Aging wants to hear from you. In Baldwin County, the number to call is, let me check and see if it's the same thing that came up.
Okay.
It's the same phone number that comes up for the Baldwin County Council on Aging. I was hoping maybe it would be a different number, but it's the same exact number that you may have already called, which was, if you remember, it was the 251-972-8506, which I can repeat, you know, if you would like. And then also, and it says...
Wait, 972-8506, right?
Yes, ma'am. 251-972-8506. And then it states, and in Mobile County, the number to call is 251-706-4680. And then it says, We also have a link on our website at mynbc15.com, which
and all of the mobile stations. Then it was on. That means it was on CBS, because where I heard it. Then you saw Fox, and now NBC. But like, you know, that number you gave me for Baldwin County Council on Aging, that's the number I've been calling, but I'm going to call that number back and ask for Kelly Childress and see if she can give me information or put my mother on a list, you know.
So yes.
I appreciate you finding that name for me, because it sounds like since she was interviewed, she should know the scoop. So I will ask for her.
That sounds good. Yes, absolutely. It certainly wouldn't hurt to ask for her, because, you know, whether I told you the information or whether you happen to have been doing the research online and you happen to have saw that article and you found her name that way, you know, there's nothing saying that I'm not allowed to give out her name. So I don't see any reason why that would be a problem.
Well, she was like interviewed on the news. So, I mean, it's, she was out there for the public. So
what I don't understand is, it's the last thing that it said was, it says we also have a link on our website at mynbc15.com, and when it says that we also have a link on our website at mynbc15.com, it kind of, you know, it kind of gave me the impression like, okay, well, maybe there's a link that you can go to and then you can, you know, register a homebound elderly, or no, they don't have to be elderly, because keep in mind, there could be someone who's young, like it could be a teenager who's homebound, you know, for whatever reason.
Right.
They could be paraplegic, or, you know, they could have a disability that causes them. So it's not just the elderly. It could be anyone, any age, because, you know, anyone could have
right.
a reason to be homebound. So it says, you know, we also have a link at our website, mynbc15.com, but then all I'm finding is it's just telling you, well, where to get vaccinated, and I don't see, I haven't been able to find a way to register at that website. It says there's
hey,
a
I'm,
vaccine
I'm,
finder.
I'm just call back and ask for Kelly Childress and talk to her, because she was on the news about it. So I really appreciate you finding her name as a contact, and I'm going to hang up with you and call her right away and see if she's in. So I will ask her what I should do to get my mom on the list, or a list, whatever. So anyway, thank you so much for the information, and I will do that right now. So you have a good day, okay?
All right, you too. You're very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure. And I would like, I'm supposed to end the call by saying, I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health, or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I do hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.